The first song I chose to play today, I selected, is a song by Four Non Blondes called What's Up.
Get up that creepy hue of hope for a destination.
So, Raise your hand if you sing along. If you're in your car, raise your hand. Yeah, your work desk, raise your hand if you sing along. Okay, so anyway, I am blonde. I am non-blonde number one, and I'm gonna throw it over here to non-blonde number three, my youngest child.
Hi there. Okay, this next one is Patti Smith, Dancing Barefoot, and I'm currently learning this one on the guitar.
Yes, you are. It's going really good. Love
yeah.
It. Hey.
Yes.
Hi, hello, this is Gizus. I'm going to be playing I Want a Love I Can See by The Temptations because it's very nostalgic and I love it.
I thought you were going to say you're David Ruffin in these. are the Temptations.
You just did.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I love that song. I love the Temptations. The Temps. Can't go wrong.
The Temps.
So I picked an... before we do the next song, last night we were at my house. Seriously, we were playing cards for decolonization. And, you know, some of them are really funny. And some people think, oh my God, that's such an awful thing to say. But, you know, there's this thing called generational trauma. And when you can laugh and find humor, you can neutralize that trauma. So that's what the game is about. So we actually took a photo of one of the more, you know, the more G-rated, easy hands. So non-blonde three, can you read it? Our little hand we had.
All right. What helps, card one, what helps the powwow MC unwind?
What?
There is push starting a car. Car puns are exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Undereducated and overmedicated. What helps the powwow MC unwind? Eat, smudge, snag. Native Times bestseller. What helps the powwow MC unwind? Wearing turtlenecks to cover up hickeys. After the frozen spoons don't work. What helps the powwow MC unwind? Bartering. We're Indians, remember? We barter.
Oh, well, what card would you pick there if you had to choose? Who's the winner?
Push starting a car. That's classic.
That is a classic.
Yes, it is.
It happens often.
Yes, it is. Hunger Strike, Temple of the Dog, Eddie Vedder, My Man, and Chris Cornell, The Beautiful.
Already overfilled. Yeah. farming babies with slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry.
Song, and we just got copy delivered to us here in the KAXE studios, KAXE, and well, I brought my own mug, and mine has chickens on it, and it says, "For life out there." All right. How about you?
My mug's got this guy on it, and it says it's from. It claims it's from Bob Dylan's hometown.
And I don't have a mug.
No. All right. So, little non-blonde three.
All right, this next one is a Cher song, which I think is like, which a change, nice change of pace. If I could turn back time. So,
if you could,
what would you do?
I was going to ask you that.
I would, oh my gosh, this is a hard question.
You could choose not to do anything either, that's healthy.
Yeah, you listeners, think about that.
I would go back to this morning in bed with my dog.
Oh,
no. Okay. Good answer.
I know, right?
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you, and you'd stay. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
JK. I wish I could dress like her, I said.
I thought you said share. I was like, okay, I'll share my song now.
Oh, my God, okay. Oh, so anyway, real quick before we do our next tune, you guys, want to talk a little bit about a nonprofit in Grand Rapids at the Central School in room 203 called Fire in the Village. And we have programming every Wednesday night. If you're in the middle of your week on that old hump day and need something to do,
from 6 to 8.
Yeah. Every Wednesday we have something different going on. We do, like, we do art and we do writing and we have a movie night. And
potluck.
Oh, yeah. People Power Print potluck. But it's really chill. You get as soon as you walk in, you'll get the vibe. You got no expectations. Jim, our friend Jim, just comes and hangs out and visits us. And so sometimes there is a fifth Wednesday in the month. So... Non blonde one?
I'm two.
Two.
I'll be one.
Maybe two.
Well, this special, this is a special edition. It's karaoke, but the spooky edition. Spooky. Because it's near Halloween. So costumes are encouraged, not required. Would be cool if you did.
Yes, I will be dressing up. You won't know, you won't recognize me.
You'll be very scared. Yeah. Be in the shadows.
Come and sing your favorite songs under a disco ball. And bring a friend, or you can come make some new ones. It's really easy to make friends at our space in the Central School.
And
very
easy. We really do have a disco ball too, you guys.
It's, yeah, that's no joke. So you should come.
It's crazy.
It'll be fun. You don't have to be brown, just down.
Yeah, it's a crazy room. It's a crazy room, y'all. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's your song there?
Oh, my bad. Blonde. I'm sorry. It's If Only I Could Wait by Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Hit it.
Our friend, Justin Vernon, our bro.
But before me is a ways out. live inside this state where the summers are so late now. Can I incur the weight? Am I really this afraid now?
So, you guys, I am a child of the 80s. I was born in 66, pick up sticks, but, you know, I was a teenager. And one of my favorite songs of the 80s, you guys, is Voices Carry by Amy Mann of Till Tuesday. And the video, you gotta see the video, it's so cool. Yeah, let's play it.
DJ, hit the trap.
Of my mind. All the
Yeah, I love that video. Like, she's all defiant of her man trying to hold her down, but she didn't have it. I love it.
Okay, she's the reason I cut my hair, actually.
Yeah, she's got
that, that music video. She looks so cut. She looked so cool.
Yeah, see the bass now.
Yeah. Now is my favorite one to fall asleep to, in particular. Indians Never Die by Black Belt Eagle Scout.
That's such a cool name. I wish I would have thought of it. Black Belt Eagle Scout. It's like Old Crow Medicine Show. You know, there's some cool names of bands out there. I could never think of a band.
What do we think
of a band? The only name of the band for me that we thought of was Bitch Chickens.
Well, for me and Scout, she doesn't want to hop on it, but I wanted to have a band called Brad's Pits.
Brad's Pits. She's been tough. This has been.
It's been years.
It's been years.
It's not
happened
yet. No. Yeah, they're crazy. Okay, Indians Never Die.
Notice what surrounds you.
So yeah, we're just talking about movies, you guys. And what else can I say? I had talking points. I want to talk about ideas, and I wanted to talk about a little bit real quick about, I think that it's really important that human beings start, you know, and communities and even families start kind of thinking in a different way, like about supporting and helping one another. Mm-hmm. And it's a really simple concept, is what is the mutual aid concept, but I think putting it into some kind of real action is important, that we all help one another. Because I think a circle of 20 people with all of their skills and gifts and resources, those 20 people should not leave that circle with needs not met. I really believe that. So if you got friends, if you got a tight circle of family and friends, you know, it's something worth considering. Mm-hmm. In all seriousness. Okay, but I'm done now, being serious.
Right.
Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yay.
Yay.
It's a good day to be Indigenous. Good
every day.
All right, non-blonde.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh. My next music choice will bring you back a little bit. It's That's the Way It Is by Celine Dion. Enjoy.
When you want it the most, there's no
Hey, Bougie, what
Hello.
It do?
Hey, everybody. We have time for a few more songs, and I want to give another shameless plug to Fire in the Village. Do come see us. We're also going to be going on a fall tour. We kind of go around Minnesota every fall just because, you know, it's fun, and we just want to spread art and music around. And I'm also doing another fashion show for those of you who went to our last shows. So I think we're in Grand Rapids on November 7th. It's a first Friday. So we'll be doing a concert in our 203 room. And we're also going to be having like a silent auction. And yeah, it's all over our website. So please visit our website, fireinthevillage.org, to get details on what we're doing. Thanks. Go ahead, Non-Blonde.
All right. Let's rock out to some Pat Benatar.
Yes. You guys, I love this song because I was in the Episcopal boarding school for Indian girls in Springfield, South Dakota, and oh my God, all of us girls would be singing this song hard. Non-Blonde 3?
Oh, this next song is from Indigo De Souza's newest album. It's called Heartthrob.
So Heartthrob. Who in like actors and music or whatever are Heartthrobs?
Oh, dang. If you know, spit it out.
Eddie Vedder.
Okay.
Eddie Vedder is a Heartthrob.
I'm just going to go with good old classic Brad Pitt.
And Captain Geach and the Shrimp Shack Shooters.
Scott, you know Heartthrob? I'm trying to put.
Is it Hosier?
I'm trying to put a rich. I'm trying to put a wealthy person on any sort of like pedestal. I can.
A heartthrob.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your heartthrob? I mean, who? What? What is your heartthrob?
Demons. I'll say Viggo Mortensen.
I just watched Hidalgo.
Yeah.
I just watched that the other night. Have you seen that movie?
I have seen that movie.
Good.
He was in People Magazine. He was in People Magazine, and in one of the centerfold photo of him, he's wearing a T-shirt that he got from Lynn LaPointe in South Dakota.
No way. Because
he was hanging out with the Indians over there, you know, because of Hidalgo, yeah.
That is Beagle so likes Indians. Cool.
Okay.
Well, he'd like us then, I think, I hope.
Okay, heartthrob, Indigo De Souza.
Okay. Spin that thing.
Heartthrobs. I mean, heartthrob. Okay, Giz, you thought of a heartthrob?
I did. Who is unpopular it? Opinion. What? Tim McGraw.
What?
I think he's really quite handsome right now.
He's aging well.
Aging very well. Some people age very, very well.
Yeah, who doesn't age well?
Is it Let's specifically not say who doesn't. The piece?
Listen, you guys, if you haven't seen 1883...
Oh my gosh.
When I first heard Tim McGraw and Faith Hill were acting in it, I was like hating all over it. But I watched it, you guys, and I don't know if they're acting or, you know, they're husband and wife in the movie, so maybe they're just being themselves, but that's a good story.
It's so really good. Cool.
Okay, so anyway, Tim McGraw, I think he's cool too, you guys. He's a Democrat. But,
Yeah, we're going to play Malachi's favorite song.
I'm a non-voter, but he said it in an interview. I thought it was kind of courageous of him. But we're going to play a little bit of...
It's a surprise.
Tim McGraw. This is Malachi's pick.
This is Malachi's favorite song.
I trouble. We can ride my pony jumbo, make your little heart bubble, or like a glass of wine. I remember the medicine man. He called running water in my hands, drugged me around by my headband, said I wasn't her kind. Cause I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind. I can kill a deer or a buffalo with just my arrow and my hickory bow. From 100 yards, don't you know, wow, I do it all the time. They all gather around my teepee late at night trying to catch a peek of me, and nothing but my buffalo briefs, I got them standing in line. Cause I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, she's a one of a kind.
All right. Okay, Malachi, that's quite enough.
Slow down, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is such a buff.
You guys, it's terrible.
It's very cringe.
It's very cringe.
Very
you guys.
Cringe.
For silly. Those of you who dig the song, you know, good on ya. But yeah, it's
love
it
that for you.
So,
it's
yeah.
just, I mean, I'm not hating, not like offended.
But he's still a heartthrob, and he still did good in the movie, and he's still a Democrat.
He's still handsome
in Nashville.
He's still handsome.
I think, okay, we're going to finish off our time with you all with a song with my mentor, John Chadell, is in it, and the things that he has to say are really, they matter today, even though he has passed. And I want to do another shameless plug. On November 15th at the Cedar Cultural Center, we will be doing a Remembering John Chadell concert and event all about remembering John. So please remember that we are power, not powerless. And if you're feeling powerless, power is one thought away.
A ho.
For 500 years, my people have resisted. For 500 years, we will resist again. We cannot protect that seventh generation if we do not protect the earth. We cannot protect ourselves if we do not protect the earth. The earth gives us life, not the American government. They have made us to believe that they are power, but they are not. They are violent and they are brutal, but they are not power. We are a natural part of the earth. As a natural part of the earth, we have the energy and the power that is the earth. The earth will take care of us if we will remember the earth in more than just our words.
We are made of earth. Why do we think we're so powerless? Accepting oppression for so long, it's rewritten all our songs. Now we sing those lies every day. The truth seems so far away. Truth is, we are made of earth, we are power.
Ancestors who were here before us, all of our relations who were here with us and went into the spirit world. See, they didn't go to heaven or hell. They're here. They are spirit power. We connect with them. They will help us.
It's not okay to say that shit's gonna happen either way. That just feeds fearfulness. Let it starve and feed your courage instead. To authority, and then lie to yourself, saying that you're free when you're only afraid.
The earth is power. We're looking to the wrong source for our power. And the more we look to the wrong source, the more powerless we become. We will take our minds away from them, because through their manipulation of our mind, they control our spirit.
Of JT, we've been captured and taught what to believe. Let me tell you the answer right now. It's all in your head.
Mm-hmm. arrogant and we are stupid and we are foolish if we believe that we will destroy the world. The earth will heal itself. The earth will purify itself of us. We must go back to the ways of the earth. It's the only way we're going to protect the unborn. We must never quit. We must build our power.
Annie Humphrey and the words of John Trudell there, wrapping up the Three Non-Blondes celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day. A big thank you to Annie, Gizas, and Scout for coming in and sharing their music. You can catch it again tonight at 11 p.m. here on 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.